This podcast sponsored by Instant Technologies, the source for award-winning same-time products and applications. Instant Technologies offers proven same-time chat archiving and compliance solutions, IMQ management and help desk solutions, buddy list administration and maintenance tools to easily add, remove, and update enterprise-level buddy lists, and persistent chat rooms and same-time plugins. Instant Technologies, your proven source for same-time solutions. Find them today at www.instant-tech.com. That's www.instant-tech.com. It's time for the Taking Notes Podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 76 of the Taking Notes Podcast for Saturday, February 16th, 2008. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with
Julian Robichaud.
And we also have from the PSE Group in Illinois, Mr. John Head.
Hello, guys.
And from Integra for Notes, Mr. John DiGiorgio. John, welcome back.
Thanks very much. Hello, everyone.
So, Julian, as I usually say, what are we going to talk about today on this exciting episode of the podcast?
Well, Bruce, today we have a lot of exciting. Now, we're going to talk about
my voice now.
Yeah, no, your voice sounds great, Bruce.
Thanks. Okay, what are we going to talk about?
All right, we're going to talk about Lotus Notes integrating with Microsoft, and so we've got John and John on the line who know all sorts of things about this sort of stuff, and they're going to fill us in on kind of what the scoop is, why it's important, and how we can do it, and some products that we can use. And John DiGiorgio, I think we're going to start with you. So give us a background on why the heck we want to do this in the first place. Why would we even want to integrate Lotus Notes with Microsoft Office and do this reporting kind of stuff?
I think the best way to look at it is to actually use the tools which are best for the specific job, as we always try to do in various areas. And essentially, Office and now increasingly Symfony give us the capability to improve our analysis of data that is housed in our notes applications and present it within a better format and present it in a format which is also more usable. More usable in the sense that it lends itself particularly well to further analysis and manipulation of the presentation, be it through the use of pivot tables and charts and various types of capabilities. The other thing, which I think is a very big driver of this, is actually user demand. I think we've all heard the question from our users saying, can I just have this in Excel? And essentially what we want to do is we want to use Notes for that part that Notes is particularly good at with, you know, all the usual stuff, replication, security, etc., and push the data out into Word and Excel on the behest of the end users. Another factor which I think is quite an important driver for this is the fact what I refer to as out-of-office reporting. And by out-of-office, I don't mean it as a pun. I'm talking about actually getting data which is within your notes environment, which you want to get out to trading partners of yours who might not have access to your notes environment or even to notes at all. So being able to push stuff from notes into things like Excel and PDF and Word files is particularly useful to then distribute it outside of your organization to people who don't have notes. There are some other things, obviously, things like rich text. Being able to push stuff out of notes into Word, which supports rich text, is particularly convenient as a means of distributing information, again, out of the boundary of your organization. So different people use these types of techniques and have used these types of techniques for many, many years. And, you know, some organizations rely more on certain aspects. It may be the graphical side that attracts them. Others are actually looking for what we would refer to as pixel perfect reporting, being able to print predictably information which is coming from notes in a manner which is able to be reliable in the sense of guaranteeing that a particular field of information will appear in a particular place on a form. You know, that's something that people have challenges with in the notes environment. So there are a variety of different ways why we would want to do this, and people have been doing this for many, many years. But typically they've been doing it using what we refer to as in-application developments, where they develop these types of capabilities into their applications. You know, that's one approach rather than using a third-party tool, which has certain advantages, which I'm sure we'll get into at a later stage. So that would be my take on why it would be important to do this, or why people find it important to do this.
Julian, I think what's interesting here is that the very first non-IBM technical session given at Lotusphere, which is actually the fourth Lotusphere, was integration between Notes and Smart Suite.
SmartSuite? What the heck is that?
And since then, there hasn't been a Lotusphere that hasn't had a session on some kind of integration between Notes and SmartSuite and Office and now Symfony. So it's something that even IBM understands is important for Notes customers.
And just as recently as this year, you did a presentation at Lotusphere on integrating Notes with...
We did a jumpstart, which was kind of the, starting from scratch, covering Office and OpenOffice and Symfony. And then I did a session during the week on just the Symfony integration and the new LotusScript support that's coming in Notes 801.
Okay, but no Smart Suite.
Haven't done Smart Suite for a couple years, unfortunately. I'm still one of those guys who has Smart Suite installed on my laptop, but reality is Smart Suite is not being used much anymore.
Maybe Symfony is the new Smart Suite.
I think that's a good way to put it.
Okay, so now the stuff that you talked about, John, was John Head, was probably more along the lines of what John DiGiorgio was saying in terms of development, right? That you actually have to kind of write some code and put it in your application and have some in-application solutions to the exporting. Is that correct?
Correct. A lot of what I show in the beginning is writing Lotus script that does the integration. I've been doing that for quite a few years and people are starting to do that. But one of the, one of the reasons why I'm so excited about Integra and the relationship that we've made is you see, as a developer, I have to go through and handle multiple versions of the Office product and, all of this kind of stuff. So every time I'm going to a new database to build a report, yes, I can have script libraries, but I still am having to manage this. And when John starts to talk about the product itself, you'll find out there's still a place for doing development, but it's on top of a framework that hides all of the ugly stuff from you. So it's we're kind of merging the in application development ideas with a framework that handles the foundation for you. So you get the best of both worlds, right? But then the time you spent writing code is writing code for your business problem instead of, okay, there's a new version of Office and I have to figure out what mail merge is broken in this, in Microsoft Word. So it's shifting your work and your time to areas that actually matter.
So if everyone buys, Integra for Notes and stuff like that, you won't have a session next year at Lotusphere, right?
I'll just do integration of Notes with Office using Integra.
Aha. Uh-huh.
There's always ways to do sessions, Bruce. Don't worry about that.
I know that.
All right, well, let's talk about Integra then. Let's John DiGiorgio, give us the scoop. What does Integra do?
Well, Integra, first of all, is a Lotus Notes application. And so it's an NSF. And what it does is it does two basic streams. One of the things that it does is it allows a designer, and we use the term designer rather than developer, because very often it could be a super user, to actually create what we refer to as Integra profiles, which define everything to do with a particular integration instance. So if I can put this into an example, if what you are looking to do is to generate a report from a help desk system out to Excel showing a bunch of data related to incomplete or open help desk tickets, what you would do as a designer is you'd actually go into our Integra product and you'd create a profile which allows you to define all the data that you want to be exported. It allows you to define an Excel template or a Word template with all the layouts and fonts and color schemes, et cetera, and also allows you to define what we refer to as the distribution options. So once the data gets to Word and Excel, what happens then? Do you just print it out? Do you email it out? Do you activate Excel or Word on screen to allow the user to see the data, possibly changing some, if not all, of the data, although you can control that. And therefore, you have a variety of different distribution options. And this is all done in the profile, which sits alongside all of your other Notes apps. So the important thing about this is, as John was just indicating, John Head, the developer is able to make the changes inside our profile for a specific report from the help desk without actually making any modifications whatsoever to that help desk application. That means that there's no regression testing, there's no version control, there's no updating of documentation, there's no deployment changes of the new version out within your environment. This is all handled within our Integra profile. The other aspect of what Integra does, and we do this through our sister product, which is Integra Quick Reports, is it allows an organization to address a somewhat different need. Rather than the Integra for Notes product, which would be used typically for what we call predefined reporting, you have a business need, you have a help desk that needs this particular type of report or these particular types of reports. They can be planned, they can be created, and deployed out to the end users. And I'll discuss how that's deployed at a later stage. With Quick Reports, what we're doing is we're addressing a different side of the problem. We're addressing the ad hoc reporting and integration needs of the end user. So here, typically what happens is you have a line of business manager who, next Tuesday needs to turn up at a meeting with some data which is in their Notes application. And what happens today typically is they go to the Notes development team and say, can you add another view for me, which actually shows this particular information so that I can export it out or so I can just use that view as is. What Integra Quick Reports allows is for an end user, and I really am talking about an end user, to go through a very, very simple four-step wizard to allow that end user to choose the data that they want to export from their application, to choose any sorting and grouping and graphing that they might want, filtering, and again, the distribution options. Do you send it by email? Do you save the report for future use? So that's targeted at end users for ad hoc reporting. So you have these two parallel tracks. And it's perfectly possible for an organization to implement either one of the products without the other. But in practice, it's extremely rare for an organization to buy just one of the products because they serve a complementary purpose. What the Quick Reports is doing is it's taking the load off the developers to who currently are having to deal with these rather trivial requests very often, which if you can give a tool to an end user to be able to genuinely generate their own reports, then it gets very, very much more effective in terms of the use of the developer's time to concentrate on the parts of the requirement which really should be concentrated on by the developer rather than the end user. And there's a bunch of reasons that people use the tools. Obviously, we hang our hat on reporting to a large extent because it's very easy to understand what we do in one word. But really, a lot of our users are utilizing our tools to incorporate their Word and Excel and PDF files and now Symfony files as part of their business processes. So it goes much, much further than what you would consider to be traditionally reporting.
And now you've also got a new version out, the personal edition, right?
Yeah, that's right. What we've done with that is we've produced a version of Integra, which actually provides both the capabilities of Integra for Notes and Quick Reports. It's available only to operate on the personal address book, the names.nsf, of a user's machine. And the product is completely free and available on our website. And the concept behind that is that we feel that there are a large number of people who want to do things like mail merge letters and labels, you know, Christmas cards, if nothing else, email shots, and reporting and exporting their stuff out from their address books onto Excel, and equally importing stuff from, for instance, things like an Outlook-created Excel spreadsheet. So people go into their Outlook systems and generate an Excel spreadsheet with all their Outlook contacts. They can import them into their Lotus Notes personal address book using our product. And we've let it loose on the launch of Lotusphere, actually, at 10 a.m. on Monday of Lotusphere. And we've had a tremendous response from people who are actually just downloading this product. And we feel that it's going to be useful for people to actually have better access to their data within their address book. And at the same time, obviously, it gets people used to the idea of using Integra. Once they realize how they can obtain value from their address book data, then we're obviously hoping to migrate some of those folks over to actually do this in the rest of their Lotus Notes environment.
So, John, the personal edition is free, right? As in beer, right?
Free as in beer or as in Rob Novak's Guinness, all of these sort of things that we're used to.
What is the URL for the Integra for Notes personal edition?
Okay, it's integra4notes.com. That's Integra number 4 notes.com / personal.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, our theory here is, you know, one of the features I've heard all the time about when people, you know, well, we should be using another product, not Notes, is one of those line items is mail merge. And, you know, our idea is let's take that off the table. Let's give people some functionality out of their core contacts. And, you know, if they like the product, then they'll come talk to us. So
you guys teamed up, right? PSC and Integra for Notes teamed up, right? John Head, can you tell us, you know, how that came about and, you know, what you guys both have to offer and how all that stuff works?
I think a couple, you know, for the past couple years, John and his staff had sat in my sessions and we'd had some talks here or there. And last year PSC became an Integra partner. This year, we decided we wanted to do something a little bit more formal. In October, I actually went to Malta to actually learn about the product from the lowest level all the way up. And PSC was actually at the Integra booth this year at Lotusphere. But I think the biggest thing that's important to talk about is that Integra has named PSC as their premier partner here in the U.S., and we are actively making Integra part of our services offerings. So my role in 2008 has shifted as a, you know, not just a consultant going out there, but I'm actually promoting and going out there and trying to take Integra, work with companies, and solve these reporting problems.
Right on. You know, you look through the LDD forums and stuff like that, and a day doesn't go by where people have reporting questions, you know, how do I do this with this version of Excel? How do I do this with this version of Word, et cetera? And, you know, I'm one of those people who ask a lot of those questions because it's a pain in the butt.
It is.
And I've attended your sessions, and, you know, they're wonderful and great, but you still have to deal with all those different versions. Unfortunately, large corporations haven't standardized on a particular, you know, version of, you know, Word or Office for that matter. So
what we've done is created this quick start package. Is 50 users of the Integra for Notes and the Quick Reports, a year of maintenance, and 2 days of on-site services, installation, training, and report building. And it's under $10,000. So it's basically, we come in, we get Integra working, we build a report for you, and we show you how then you can continue to use the product. And it's one of those where if you think about a business user and a report that they have to run, you know, every single Monday, how much time does that cost? This quick start solves that problem. And what's really great about the Integra solution is I can write this report once. I can run it on Word 2000. I can run it on Word 2007. I can do it in the Notes client. I can do it on the web, or I can even do it scheduled. So every 6 a.m., run a report out of my CRM database and have it sitting there for me when I walk inside a database or via email.
Mm-hmm. Hey, John, before John and John and Jillian, before we go on, it's you mentioned money, John. You said $10,000. And one thing that we need to do here is take a slight break to allow our sponsor, Instant Technologies, to say something about all the great things that they do. So we'll be right back. I wanted to take a couple seconds here in the middle of the show to tell you all about a company that I work with in my consulting world for quite a while. Actually, a series of products that I've deployed at customers, and this is kind of like a Bruce endorsement here for Instant Technologies. You know, if you guys run same time in your organization and you need tools such as, say, persistent chat rooms or chat logging, or actually to have queue management for IM and stuff like that, Instant Technologies is a company that you should look at. You know, we've mentioned it at the beginning of the show and a couple of times throughout the show. So what I want you to do is I want you to check out www.instant-tech.com. Peyton McManus and the crew over there are fantastic. They offer professional services, great technical assistance, and so forth. So again, one, we thank them for sponsoring this show. And secondly, you know, Bruce Elgort here has used a lot of these products with customers, and they work fantastic. So again, www.instant-tech.com. Check them out now. Thanks a lot. All right, we'd like to thank Instant Technologies for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. Sorry about that, John. I know I interrupted you a little bit there. But, you know, something that's been on everyone's mind lately is Lotus Symphony. So, I'm not going to sing because my voice is shot. But let's open the discussion and talk a little bit about Symphony, because it was launched originally, in August with the launch of Notes 8? And we're already at beta 4, I know, for the standalone version of Lotus Symphony. And for those of you who haven't downloaded Notes 8 or the Lotus Symphony beta 4, there's three components in Symphony. So, John Head, why don't you tell us about those three components?
Well, there's Lotus Documents, Lotus Spreadsheets, and Lotus Presentations. These are based off of the OpenOffice.org productivity suite. So if you've used OpenOffice.org, it will feel familiar, except it has a completely different user interface. You'll see that IBM's big focus with Lotus Symphony is creating a interface that can be used by everybody. I think it's kind of interesting when they talked about the productivity editors, they first showed up in one of those Lotus workplace products that we all like to forget, right? And then they became the Notes productivity editors inside the actual release of 8, right, for the betas. And then when they actually did the live event in September, I believe, they announced that they were going to brand it Lotus Symphony. It was going to be free, and it was going to be standalone. I think what's interesting about Symfony is it's a very different take on a productivity suite. First of all, it's on top of the Eclipse framework, just like Notes 8 and same time 7.5 and 8R. And they just announced at Lotusphere that you can build Eclipse plugins that integrate with Symfony. Those same Eclipse plugins can run inside Notes 8 and same time. But the other thing that's very interesting is their release cycle. The standalone product is on a six-week release cycle. Every 6 weeks, there's a new version. And I think that's very different from a company like IBM for most customers. They're kind of – they don't know how to react to a new product every 6 weeks.
Well, now both you Johns, I guess – are kind of knee-deep in Microsoft Office and customers who use Microsoft Office. And who's the target audience for this in terms of current Office users? Because this isn't a total Office replacement yet.
No, and I don't know, when they talk about people not paying for Office, there is a large population of users inside a company that do not need the full functionalities of Office. Right, you're always going to have accountants that need the really high-end functionality of Excel, and Symfony will not replace that. But for 80-90% of your users who just need a basic document tool, basic spreadsheets, and a presentation tool, Symfony can serve that need. It also will serve that need on every platform that Notes supports. So right now it runs on Windows and Linux, and when Notes 8.5 ships on the Macintosh, Lotus Symfony will be right there with it. So it's it addresses the average typical user versus the really high-end user. But that being said, I use Symfony for everything I do on a day-to-day basis, except when I'm writing reports in Office for clients. I have stopped using Office pretty much completely.
Yikes.
We're actually, if I can butt in at this stage, we're actually getting people specifically, when they call us, ask the question about Symfony and support for Symfony, and saying that their strategy is either to replace Office, or they would be very interested to do what we're doing with Integra, but would have absolutely no desire to deploy Office, but would be interested to deploy Symfony. We are actually starting to hear that. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing behind this is that we're starting to hear that not just from the European and the Asian market, which traditionally has been more propense to look at things like OpenOffice than has been the case with customers in the US, but we are hearing this type of sound coming even from potential customers and existing customers in the US market.
Yeah, no one wants to pay the exorbitant prices for Microsoft Enterprise agreements and wait 4 or 5 years for a version of Office to come out, only to find out that the UI has totally changed and they have to relearn everything they knew in a prior release. So,
yeah. For instance, with Office 2007, the way that I've described it, and it's to a certain extent slightly unfair, but not very unfair, so I'm going to say it in any case. It reminds me of the magician on the beach who actually has four cups and there's a dice in underneath one of them. And what they've done is they move everything around very, very quickly and you have to guess where the dice is. And I always feel that what's actually happened with 2007 is that for the vast majority of things, the functionality is the same. They've just put it somewhere else.
Well, I've been using Office.
I say it's slightly unfair because there is new stuff there. But by and large, I think that's a fair assessment.
That's a very fair assessment. In my day job, I do use Office, and I switched over to Office 2007. And I'll tell you, outside of Outlook, the UI in Outlook really hasn't changed for 2007. But you trying to use PowerPoint and Word and Excel, it drives me insane. I'm more insane actually. But I'm literally gonna either switch back at work to Office 2003 or start working with Symfony. So,
but I think the important thing about this, Bruce, is that here we're talking about end users and customers and what they're using in terms of their desktop and how quickly they get used to it. The biggest problem that a Notes developer is actually faced with when they're doing this in-application development is the fact that they have to do things differently pretty much for every single Word and Excel version. So if you do create the Word and Excel export type of capabilities into your application, it's very difficult and involves a lot of reworking when you're moving from one version, or some of your users are moving from one version of Word and Excel to the next. We obviously have to go through that through our own product, and we sort of take that layer, we abstract that layer out of the developer's issues that he has to deal with, because we go across the various versions of Office and actual versions of Notes too, because there are some differences even dependent on the version of Notes that you're using.
So now that we've talked a little bit about Symfony, what about Integra for Symfony?
Yeah, well, what we see happening there essentially is, as we see Symfony maturing in terms of its capabilities, what we see is that we will be in a position to allow people to do the sort of stuff that we're doing currently with Word and Excel with our Integra solutions, and be able to continue to do that with Symfony when they choose to switch, or new users going straight into Symfony. And of course, the great significance there is that if I'm in my Notes application and what I need is I want to generate a report, or I want to, for instance, be in my CRM application and I want to generate a quotation to my customer, as we do today, that from your CRM you click on an Integra button, a smart icon, and the data will get pushed into a pre-formatted Excel spreadsheet with a corporate style of your particular quotation, and then you as a user can fill in certain bits of that quotation, and then PDF it, email it out to the customer, and save it back into the CRM. We'd like to do exactly the same thing, but using Symfony as the back end, and open it up in an additional Notes tab within your environment. So essentially, it would become a lot more seamless, but we'd have the same capabilities that we currently do with the Office products.
And that's one thing to mention too. If you download the standalone Lotus Symfony product, when you open up Symfony and you create, say, a spreadsheet and then a document and then a presentation, it puts it into, it looks like kind of like Notes, right? It puts it into a tabbed interface, much different than the way, you know, Office throws up, you know, a gazillion windows, right?
Right, absolutely.
Okay.
So obviously you're maintaining that user interface. The commonality of the user interface is actually improved.
So let's play a little what would you like to call it here? What would I like to call it? John Head, you know, what do you think Symfony is going to be in a year?
Well, they're going to release the 1.0 standalone product sometime the first half of this year. And most of what's beta is not functionality. It's alternative languages and, you know, the install experience and that kind of stuff. 8.01, when that comes out very shortly, especially with this going on Saturday, is going to have – it'll say Lotus Symfony in there. It no longer says the productivity editors. There'll be 8.5 will have an update later this year. But the big area is in the API. So they added an Eclipse-level API, and they have added COM support to the UNO bridge that's part of the OpenOffice platform, and that's really technical. And it's basically the API for customizing OpenOffice has quite a bit of interfaces. One of those is Java, and with OpenOffice and now Symfony, you can actually use Lotus Script to call that Java code. It's kind of clunky.
Or you can use COM, right?
Well, that is how you're using COM.
Right, okay.
So, I mean, you know, as anybody will tell you, when I show this stuff in sessions, I'm actually using Java classes as COM objects. It's kind of, you know, it takes a lot of time for the brain to actually wrap itself around what you're doing. by this time next year, so especially Lotusphere, I believe we're going to see some announcements where we're going to have some native APIs that allow Symfony and Notes to talk together. So my dream is next year is to show Integra for Notes Symfony Edition in Notes 8.5 or whatever beta and Symfony on a Mac doing everything I can do on a PC. I honestly believe that we'll be able to demo that at, next Lotusphere, and within the first half of 2009, that is a reality that people will have on their, all of you guys who have Macs, right, instead of running, some kind of virtual machine to run Windows, all of this will run native.
John DiGiorgio, what about you? 60 seconds. Your predictions for Lotus Symfony and whether it was a good move for IBM. Well, obviously, I think you do think it was a good move, but give us, your take.
Well, I certainly think it was a good move for a variety of reasons. If nothing else, that we have a choice, and choice is usually good. I think where Symfony will be this time in a year's time, I think we'll probably be seeing greater uptake in Europe and Asia than in the US. I think the US will be slightly slower on this because of a variety of reasons. I think partly economic, but partly also their conceptual acceptance of things like open source and open office in the past. And I think what IBM has done is packaged something which corporates have found it difficult to deal with in the past and packaged it in a blue wrapper, which I think is very, very interesting for corporates. I think it offers tremendous opportunity for corporate organizations, for the 90% of people, it's probably actually greater than 90%, that can use Symfony instead of Office. And I think that the curve will be starting to move. Obviously, critical mass will not be happening within a year, but I think we'll be in a very, very interesting position. I think we'll be right at the stage where the product can take off.
Now, one point of confusion that I think people have sometimes is the difference between Symfony and the productivity editors in Notes 8. Besides the fact that Symfony is standalone, does one of you guys want to address really what's different and what's the same about those two products?
The core functionality is the same. They will sync up at maintenance releases and feature releases, right? So 8.01 will have what Symfony Beta 4 has, which is what is out today. And then there'll be Beta 5, and then at some point Symfony 1.0. 8.02 and 8.5 will also be updated, and our hope is that you'll actually be able to update Symfony in the embedded version using the Eclipse technology that Notes 8 has in it, but they haven't announced that, but it's something that a lot of people request. The biggest difference is the standalone version, doesn't come with Notes and all of its functionality. It has language support that is independent from, Notes. So if I install Notes with a language version on top of it, it applies itself also to Symfony when it's embedded. But if you're writing a document or building a spreadsheet, the documents will open in both. They work the same way at the byte level. It's all the same. It's just how it's packaged is the difference between the two. So their goal is if you're not a Notes user, you can still use Symfony. So that's why it's not tied where you have to have the Notes client.
Okay. And then going back to the Integra Symfony Edition, are we talking integration with just the standalone Symfony product or with the Notes 8 productivity editors as well?
We're talking about both, Julian.
Okay.
So both the embedded Symfony as well as the standalone Symfony.
Very good.
And as a result, also OpenOffice.
All right. Wow. We covered a lot of things today. John, did we miss anything that you guys want to that we had in the plans for the show today? Or
I just want to
John head first. No fighting now.
We're going to be – PSC is going to be out at quite a bit of the events. The Lotusphere comes to you. We have plans to not just be in Chicago, which we do every year, but some regional ones in the Midwest and some of the IBM ones as well. I know there's also plenty. I'll let the other John talk about some of the conferences stuff that we're going to do this year.
Okay. Well, we're planning on attending together with PSC at The View in Boston. We'll also be at ILUG in Dublin, as well as DINUG in Germany, and most likely also at The View in Amsterdam in later in the year in November. So there's, you know, a lot of activity from our end too.
All right, Julian, what about you? Where are you going to be?
Where, you know, I'm actually going to be at the View conferences at the same time that the Johns are going to be at the View conferences. So maybe we'll hook up.
All right. I mean, I think we'll all be at the ILUG event in June, right? June 4th, yep. 5th, and 6th. So,
heck yeah.
All right. Lots of good stuff. You know, Symphony is kind of an exciting thing. It's something that I've, and you know, Julian, both of us really haven't talked about much. But I've been using it a little bit more, and it's quite intriguing. And what you guys have done and what you're doing is awesome. And John, one more time, how do people find out about the Integra Personal Edition as well as some of the products you guys make that we talked about in the show here?
Well, the best bet is to go to integraforNotes.com. That's Integra number 4 notes.com. And there's lots of information and some recorded demos, as well as downloads of our normal products, as well as the free of charge personal edition, which can be downloaded off the same website.
Mm-hmm. And for those,
so that's the best bet.
Sorry about that. The Skype was a little delayed today, so that's why I keep over talking some of you guys. So I apologize for that. So PSCListens.com is John heads the company where John works, right? PSCListens.com, John?
Correct. It's all in the way we listen. It's kind of our tagline. but actually, one of the things, you know, I mean, have been talking about doing for a while, but tell your users, is starting Monday, I'm going to have a blog post every Monday on how to use Integra to solve business problems. So there'll be a, you know, if not just the Integra for Notes and Quick Reports, but also the Personal Edition. So every Monday, usually around lunch, my times, that's Central Chicago time, there'll be a posting about Integra and Office integration and mm-hmm. Symphony integration.
Right on. So we have, let's see, Forum Friday, Show and Tell Thursdays, Integra for Notes Mondays. We have Tuesday and Wednesday and Saturday and Sunday still available for those of you who want to come up with a new idea for the Notes community.
And that's it. JohnDavidHead.com, my personal blog.
Shameless plug, yeah. Not that it wouldn't show up on, say, something like planetlotus.org, which you should all check out. But all great stuff. John DiGiorgio, I look forward to seeing you, in June. I know we have a couple months then, but I'm sure I'll talk to you. Mr. Head, it's always a pleasure to have you on the podcast. And Julian, you know, it's always a pleasure to have you on the podcast, too. So I think I'm getting my voice back. This is great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that's it for episode 76. You know, we want to thank our generous sponsors, Instant Technologies. So head on over to www.instant-tech.com. These guys make awesome, awesome same-time stuff, and we really thank them for sponsoring the Taking Notes podcast. So, guys, again, thanks a lot. We'll talk to everyone real soon, and we know we've been a little lackey on the podcast here, but I didn't have a voice, so not that I have a voice now, but that's it. Julian?
That is all.
John?
Bye-bye, everyone.
And Mr. Head?
Thanks for having us, guys.
Wow, we finally got the Johns to talk in order, so it's been great. All right.
Yes, thank you both.
Take care.
Bye.
This podcast sponsored by Instant Technologies, the source for award-winning same-time products and applications. Instant Technologies offers proven same-time chat archiving and compliance solutions, IMQ management and help desk solutions, buddy list administration and maintenance tools to easily add, remove, and update enterprise-level buddy lists, and persistent chat rooms and same-time plugins. Instant Technologies, your proven source for same-time solutions. Find them today at www.instant-tech.com. That's www.instant-tech.com.